So you talked before about your June 30th retirement as sort of a time out. So in the meantime, what will you be doing?
My husband and I are going to try to remain in the same place a little more than we've been able to for the past 3.5 years. And to be able to do some traveling and take a little break.
Now, before you and your family came to Tallahassee, you lived and worked in Miami. So talk a little bit about your background before you became head of DJJ.
Well, I was in Miami-Dade County, Florida, and I was the director of the Juvenile Services Department. And for over 10 years, we worked with the Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention, which is the juvenile justice arm of the Justice Department, on a 10-year juvenile reform initiative. And what we were able to do in Miami is pretty much cut the arrest rate to less than half of what it was in its peak. We were able to reduce the number of kids in our detention center by over 60%, and then we were able to really reduce recidivism by 80%. And the basic reason for that was just paying attention to kids early on and trying to prevent them from moving deeper in the system.
All right, so then you were later chosen by Governor Rick Scott, and you're also the first female to be
in
this role. So did you feel any pressure?
Well, I felt a responsibility. I mean, it's an honor to be the first woman in what has been considered a fairly male domain up until this time. But more than anything, I have such passion about the juvenile justice system and the children that are in the system. It was just a huge opportunity to help change a system that I felt needed to change.
Another thing that I feel is worth mentioning is you're pretty much the longest-serving agency head under Governor Rick Scott. So what's your secret?
Well, I can tell you that Governor Scott has been absolutely wonderful to this department and to me personally. He really understands juvenile justice. He understands that this system has inflicted a lot of damage on some of the young people that have been in it unintentionally. But and so he was very forward-thinking in how he thought reform should take place and that he really wanted Florida to have the best system. And I really do think we are well on our way to having the best system in the country.
Now, what do you feel is the legacy you feel that you're leaving behind?
I think that if there's anything that I would want as a legacy, it would be that this is not a throwaway department for throwaway children. It's not a mini adult system. It is a system for children who have gotten in trouble. And it's also a department that has an important role in keeping children from getting in trouble. And people forget, like when someone sees a 2-year-old acting out because their needs aren't being met, they forget that the brain development of adolescence is not fully formed. And so you have children in our system who are virtually acting out on sometimes pretty serious issues. And if there's anything that I would hope people would think of when they think of the juvenile justice system, it is that not all of the children in our system are children that have done something to get them on the 11 o'clock news. Many of them they made a mistake or they're acting out on some pretty serious issues. And when you get them help and when you teach them a better way, overwhelmingly these children respond to that. And that is going to save their futures. And that's something that I would hope would be a legacy of this administration.
And is there any unfinished business or anything you'd like to see as the agency moves forward?
Oh, absolutely. I think that there's a long list of things that I think could be accomplished, that will be accomplished by this agency, and I will always be ready to help this agency in any way that I can. One pertains to direct file, 2, pertains to the education system. 3, I think our agency is underpaid based on the kind of work that's being done here compared to other agencies that are doing comparable work. And I want to see us continue with the initiatives that we have going in our agency that are really refining our juvenile justice system and making it a national model.
Well, I think that about wraps it up. Thank you so much, Secretary Walters, for joining us.
I appreciate it.